Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And we have an all-star crew breaking down the Eagles-Cowboys game and looking ahead to the matchup with the Giants. We have Howard Eskin from Fox 29, also the sideline reporter for the 94 WIP broadcast, and Sheil Kapadia from the Birds 24/7 blog, also hosts a wonderful radio show on 97.5 The Fanatic. And look, the Eagles go into this matchup with the Cowboys looking to get first place in the NFC East, and they come up short 17-3. Howard, what happened in the game?
Well, you want me to break it down? They were bad. How's that for a breakdown? Now, I don't think anybody really has an answer. I think Nick Foles is a good quarterback. I don't know that he's as good as he was against Tampa when you're the player of the week. However, it is hard to understand. I don't even know if the coach understands. We understand what happened. He was short on throws. He was inaccurate. Chip says he didn't set his feet at times. I get all that. But why this week and not the previous week? And I don't know that we have an answer, but we know that that game was very winnable. If Nick Foles had had a decent game, they win it because if Avant scores the touchdown on that one pass where he was wide open, then all of a sudden it's, what, a three-point game at that point? So to answer the question why, how, well, we know how, we just don't know why. It's hard to come up with an answer.
Sheil, you're great at breaking down the X's and O's. Do you have any sense of what happened to Nick on Sunday?
Well, you hear a lot of people saying Monty Kiffin solved Chip Kelly, and I really don't see that at all. There were wide receivers running free, running open all game long. We saw it with Brent Celek, with Jason Avant, and Chip Kelly said it was maybe some mechanics of footwork with Nick Foles. I can't really put my finger on it. Like Howard said, he wasn't as good as he was the week before against Tampa. He's certainly not as bad as he played this week against Dallas. He's somewhere in between, but for whatever reason, the accuracy wasn't there in that game.
All right, let's get a little bit of a silver lining here, Sheil. At least did a defense take a major step forward here with their performance?
Yeah, I thought it was their best defensive performance of the year. You know, when you give the Cowboys that many opportunities, I don't think people realize that was really a high-powered offense. They were relatively healthy, Dez Bryant, Jason Witten. Bryant had his catches, but overall they pressured Tony Romo. He completed a lower percentage of his passes than he had in any game this season, and I thought it really was a step forward for Billy Davis and company.
Hey, if you signed up before the game and say, all right, the Cowboys are going to score 17 points, would you take it?
Easily.
You'd sign right up for it. And you say, all right, the Eagles are going to score at least 20-some points. That's the hard thing to understand. The defense did play well. The Cowboys are not a good team on the road. They don't average. I think they average 18.5 points. But they do have a better offense. But the defense was great. I'm telling you, just little things. I mean, okay, we can focus on Foles. But when's the last time you saw McCoy average basically three yards a carry in a game? I can't remember the last time. There's so many things that you can look at offensively. DeSean Jackson had single coverage. You saw that, too. And you don't get him the football. I don't get it. I just don't get it. But it can't ever be that bad again. It can't. It just can't.
Well, let's look forward to this Sunday, Eagles-Giants. Howard, what should the Eagles do at quarterback? What do you think the team needs to do to get back on track?
Well, I believed, because of some of the things that I was told, that when Michael Vick was healthy, and he's never going to be 100%, that's just not Michael Vick, he was going to be the starting quarterback. I honestly believe, without a question, that he will be the starting quarterback. And now with the concussion situation, he may force to be the starting quarterback. But I think that was going to happen anyway. What's sad about it, it would have been great for all the fodder going on in this city with all these fans screaming and yelling. If Foles had a good game, then there would have been a great argument.
Exactly.
How can you play Michael Vick? So the reality is it's going to be Michael Vick, and I just don't see any way it can be anybody else because he's going to be good enough, I think, health-wise to play.
Sheil, agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, remember, this was a top-five offense with Michael Vick running it. They had some issues in the red zone. They weren't finishing every drive, but they were moving the football, and especially running the football, like Howard said, with Michael Vick in there, able to run that zone read where he's a threat to run it, they really had a lot of success doing that, so I think that makes sense going forward.
Another week, another quarterback discussion. For Sheil and Howard, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you very much for joining us in our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.